All right, we're here, everybody. For now, because we don't let's just get into it.
All right, I'm Demetrius,
and I'm Demetrius,
and Meet presents
the Blur City Podcast.
All right, so this episode is basically an extended What's Hot episode. When we usually draw What's Hot, it's just like a brief hit of like gaming, movies, TV shows, comics, for the week. That's like really popular. A lot of people are talking about, but as we transition to the fall season, Meech and I were just like kind of talking about what we were looking forward to. And every time we just kind of started throwing stuff out, we were like, oh my gosh, that's dropping in October. This is dropping in October. That's dropping later in the year. So we just felt like we needed to prepare our listeners, our fellow nerds, just like what's coming out specifically in October, what's kind of dropping later in the year, and then some things to kind of look forward into 2025 just so we can plan it out. So before we get into the shenanigans, hit us with that legal speed eagle.
The purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right, so with that, this What's Hot, we have it broken down into subcategories. So we have movies, we have TV shows, anime, gaming, and then also et cetera. Sometimes we have comic books, sometimes we have other items as well. But we'll also mention stuff that's, like I mentioned, down the road. So either end of the year or start of next year. And that's also going to include trailers for different products coming out. So Meech, let's just jump into it. Hit us with the movies that and the hype levels surrounding it.
All right, where do we begin? Let's go ahead and kick it off with the first movie that's going to get dropped in October, right? None other than Joker Folie à Deux, or Joker Madness for Two. Joaquin Phoenix with Lady Gaga, a whole musical. And oh yeah, we're ready. My body is ready for this movie, all right?
Which drops this week as the podcast release. So we will be doing a review of that movie next week.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Of course, you're going to hear our thoughts about it. But yeah, I'm super excited for it because Joaquin Phoenix, he murdered that role as Joker to the point where many people are comparing him to Heath Ledger. Well, obviously, because Heath Ledger, but now he's standing on equal footing with Heath Ledger.
I mean, they both won Oscars as well. Did he win a best? The movie didn't win an Oscar. He won the Oscar for Best Actor, right? Okay, yeah. So they both won Oscars based on this role, which kind of got to my point last week when we were talking about when we were doing Spawn, we were talking about the Violator and like how we have a clown problem with people being so obsessed with Joker. It's like you play that role, you could potentially either get high levels of scorn like Jared Leto, or you can win an Oscar.
Absolutely. And and we know like it's gonna be a musical because Lady Gaga's in it, and you know her singing chops is gonna go crazy.
And she can act just like with A Star Is Born and then certain other roles that she's been in. So it's not going to be like, oh, we just have to wait for her to sing and stuff like that, where the acting is going to be wooden. It's going to be, hey, she can actually act really well. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, everybody, if you haven't seen Joker 1 yet, in order to prepare for Joker Folie à Deux, go do it immediately. It's on Max. You can find it at any of your potential stores. I mean, I got it on Blu-ray because I had to. Yep, so there you go.
Right. Oh, one thing I would say, don't dress up and go to the movies with a clown.
Oh, no. You do that, it's on site. I'm going to just point this out right now. If I see anybody with the Joker and Harley, like, couple cosplays, I'm just going to smack y'all because you know it's one-sided, right?
Oh, that's true.
You know it's one-sided and very, domestic, if you will.
Well, I gotta scratch that because I was trying to plan on doing a cosplay of someone for this.
Yep. That's why I'm saying it now. I'm saving you them extra bucks and off of the clown makeup, so you're welcome.
All right, next movie. I know what you're gonna get into.
Actually, you don't, because so on October 11th is the release of Terrifier 3. It's the Art the Clown horror movie that's having the horror community in a chokehold right now due to the fact that he's so gory, violent, very brutal with his kills, nigh indestructible. He's kind of like the modern day face of slasher films, which is kind of crazy, and also goes along with the whole Joker 2 clown thing. So yeah, if I see a clown, it's on sight. That's all I'm gonna say. Terrifier 3, that's all I'm gonna say about it, because it has people in a chokehold. Comes out October 11th.
Okay, so a movie that I'm looking forward to, I think it's going to be in theaters for a really brief time, but it's going to, it's an anime movie, so that's My Hero Academia, Your Next.
Yes.
So it's just kind of taking place with the Dark Might, essentially. So that drops October 11th. You know how it is with these anime movies, they're not in theaters for long, so... it's probably, yeah, same weekend as Terrifier 2, so that's going to be, choices need to be made, because I know Terrifier 3 isn't necessarily probably going to be in theaters for a long time either. I don't know how long 2 was, but probably won't get out of November, maybe, but
yeah.
Definitely, Your Next, My Hero Academia, I don't know where it is time-wise or canon-wise in terms of the story. So it may be an original thing. So that's definitely something that I'm looking forward to, especially with My Hero Academia starting to wrap up its season. It's like probably second to final season, would you say? You finished the manga, so you would know better than me.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It's like we're nearing the end.
So yeah, to give us a taste. So before we get into movie trailers that just recently dropped, do you want to now cover...
Yes, now it's time. It's time to cover the movie of movies. Y'all saw it, y'all heard about it last week, but now let's get into it. Venom 3, The Last Dance, October 25th. Everything leads back to null. Everything.
See, I'm scared for you, Meech, because I really want this movie to do well. I was saying no one in a peer because I was thinking of you. Because if they don't handle him well, because there's no way Venom can run the lines with Null in this. It's impossible. He didn't even do it in the comics. Technically. But, there's no way he can run the ones with him. So I wonder how they're going to handle that, especially considering that this is, I don't want to say technically, but essentially Tom Hardy's final, outing as Venom. So it's kind of interesting to see that. But yeah, that's definitely a movie that we've been looking forward to for a long time. We know, Let There Be Carnage left a sour taste in a lot of people's mouths just because it didn't rise to the levels that it could have been. But with Noel, I don't know if they'll call them the Grindles, but those creatures and stuff like that, I think it's going to be interesting. It's definitely going to be very emotional because that relationship with Venom and Eddie Brock definitely grew on people.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm just, yeah, as I said, if they don't do Noel right, the world's gonna burn, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, everything leads back to Noel, and if there is no Noel, there's only doom. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
There is this thing on YouTube where it's like a person, like, it's like just polls and stuff, and it's like people vote on kind of who they think would win in fights, and like one of them was like Noel, and then like God Supreme Doom. I don't know.
God Emperor Doom.
Yes, God Emperor Doom. And it was like so many people picked Doom. And then in another one, it was like Null, God Emperor Doom, Thanos, and then the Beyonder. And people chose God Emperor Doom. I'm like, the Beyonder would wash him. Like, the Beyonder is like, I don't want to say he's beyond, but the Beyonder is such a powerful being in every facet of the world.
No.
Before getting what's it called?
Retcon to Oblivion?
Yeah.
Not a God Emperor Noom, no. He different.
Didn't he take power from the Beyonder to become him?
Yes. And he used it better than the Beyonder could. What does that have to say? I'm telling you, you kind of underplaying Doom. I'm not gonna lie. I'm barely catching up on like all the different type of shenanigans Doom has done, or more like I was aware of it, but I was like, it's just Dr. Doom. I don't care about it. But now I'm locking in more into the philosophy of Doom, but that's more on our character analysis on Dr. Doom.
See, I think the thing is with Doom, he's been ruined by the movies.
Yes.
To the point where we don't know how powerful Doom is.
Yep. And then Yeah, absolutely. But back to Venom 3, right? Another thing, it actually just dropped 3 hours ago. It was revealed that the runtime for this movie is 1 hour and 50 minutes.
Back to kind of what the first one was.
Yep, absolutely. So, just let's get ready for it.
That's going to be interesting. It's like that's an in and out type of movie, especially for the last one. So.
I'm expecting at least two.
All right. Again, Meech, I'm hoping for the best with you with that movie. So is there any other major movies? Because I'm going to get into just like trailers and stuff.
Let's get into the trailers because that's
right.
Where.
No, I believe this Monday, just for listeners, we are recording this the previous Thursday. Thunderbolts dropped the trailer for that. I don't want to say confirmed Sentry. But it's essentially the Sentry. I don't know how they'll handle the character, which is what I want to say. So essentially for Sentry, I don't want to get people's hopes up and it turned out to be something else. Sentry is essentially Superman if he had a split personality.
Yep. Superman with schizophrenia, if you could say.
So it's not good. So hopefully in this movie, they don't go to the void because there's no way they can stop that.
Thunderbolts.
How are you feeling about that?
All right, so the cast, or at least the team of the Thunderbolts, I like looking at that lineup. I'm like, y'all got y'all work cut out for y'all. I'm not gonna lie. If the Void comes out, y'all are cooked unless they make up a weakness for the Sentry.
Well, I don't think, from the way it was framed, obviously we don't know. Marvel literally tricks us and lies in trailers, but Sentry necessarily isn't a bad person, and from the way it was framed, they are saving quote unquote Bob. So maybe he'll be on their side. We don't know. So that's how we have to kind of leave it.
Yeah. I'm also looking forward to like the banter between John Walker and Bucky.
Ooh.
You know that Venom about to be crazy.
I wish they could have had just like one more like staple, like I don't want to say anchor being character, but anchor character that we can really lock in on, because I feel like it's not going to be a Bucky story.
It's looking to very much be a Yelena movie.
So she can, because she was a lot of people's favorite characters in the Hawkeye series. And then also, you know, obviously people feel how they feel about Black Widow, but I'm interested to see how they handle that character and along with like a lot of the interactions. So like we haven't seen Ghost in forever. So we don't know what she's been up to. Taskmaster can't talk. And when in this trailer, they didn't show a lot of Taskmaster, which is, it says something.
It does. But anyways, like it is looking to shape up to be like an interesting team up. I see like a bunch of Captain America stand-ins. Think about it. 3 Captain Americas are in this movie, basically.
You know what's interesting that you said it? Because I believe it comes out after Brave New World. One of the downfalls of Secret Wars is... No, Secret Invasion is that it didn't lead into anything because I think they just killed the storyline. So obviously the Marvels, it didn't really lead into it. And then also, one of the storylines was that the president of that... the president within that storyline, he now like put a hit out on essentially all aliens. Again, we don't know the storyline of Brave New World, but now we have Thunderbolt Ross as the president. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see if they carry any element of that over, because I thought that was a very interesting storyline.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a very bad show.
Yeah, and I have no idea what they're going to do to it, but in my opinion, I think it's probably going to lean more to being more of a like follow-up to the Falcon and Winter Soldier show and picking up on the plot lines of over there, less more so than they are touching up on anything Secret Invasion related.
Because we see the new Falcon, we see Bradley, obviously he's the new Captain America, so it's definitely interesting to go from there. All right, so other trailers that dropped this week. Gladiator 2 dropped. Confirmed bloodline type things going on there. I'm so hyped for Gladiator 2. When we get to later in the year, I'm going to mention a very important thing about that weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, just wait for it. So,
I thought we were going to bring it up now.
Only because there's another movie I have to mention. And I'm just going to save it for the down the road part.
Okay. Because I was going to say, like, I'm gonna be here for this movie specifically.
Yeah.
But you know what's gonna happen on that same weekend.
Yeah, so that's a tease, but people listen, November 22nd, circle it very closely. All right, so next thing.
All right, what's next? What's next? What's next?
Well, there's one trailer that dropped today that I mentioned and texted to you. Our GOAT, John Wick, is back in the movie Ballerina. So it's a spinoff, and it takes place at least before, at minimum, the fourth John Wick movie, because we see our guy Chiron back. Rest in peace. And then also just like a lot of other characters that we're familiar with in that. So I think it's going to be a really cool movie.
Yep, with Ana de Armas, or Ana de Armas, I don't know how you say her name.
And I'll pop through that door and shoot you. You be careful.
Man, I got Keanu on standby. What you mean? What you mean? I got Keanu right here. And like, hey, handle your lightweight.
So anything else with movies before we move to TV shows?
No, I think we pretty much covered the main ones I'm interested in.
So next one, we're going TV shows, specifically non-anime TV shows. So this is just like in a different realm of nerddom. Something that we both watched this week. Again, we're recording on a Thursday, so the second episode hasn't dropped yet. The Penguin. Boy.
Hey. Oh my goodness, that show. Oh, the Penguin was lit, man. It was lit.
It was. I love that. I love Matt Reeves' interpretation of Gotham so much.
Yep, it's like so just down horrendous, just so dirty. Like, this is, and one thing I really love about this show is that it's, this show and the Matt Reeves Batman movie in general, is the fact that, like, he created it, right, in kind of like a, it's more of a, like, crime, thriller, detective type story more than a superhero related one.
Yes.
It just so happened to feature a guy dressed as a bat, but if you look at all of the other elements, very grounded, or even more grounded than like the Dark Knight.
That's an excellent point, because that movie is essentially like the world's greatest detective. Like, it was a you have to solve this mystery movie. Like, the only, like, I don't want to say fantastical elements, because like obviously Batman isn't like, you know, superpowers, but like the only real element is like when he like jumps off the clock tower. But even then, after he's done with that, he's wounded. Yep. Like, it makes him real. And like, maybe the other part was like when he went into the club and he just got shot up with the thing, like shot up consistently,
and his suit was like bulletproof. Yep, that was his suit.
But an excellent point that you made of just like, it's so grounded to the point where you can kind of like, oh man, Gotham is a real city that I've experienced, or in a sense. So it's like, it's definitely familiar tropes, but even seeing Colin Farrell and just like his commitment to the character of Penguin, and like they said like he would be in 8 hours of makeup someday to get into that. So definitely something we want to check out. The first episode dropped on the 19th, but now, which was a Thursday, so now it's consistently, I believe, going to drop on Sundays.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And moving on from there, from pure greatness, another show that's, or more like the next season of my favorite show, Law & Order Special Victim Unit, season 26 drops. That drops on October the, or season, yeah, season 26 drops October 3rd. You know, just your favorite, well, my favorite, like, crime show, like, police procedural. Mostly because like they take a lot of the storylines based that off like actual things that are happening in reality, so only time will tell is when they get to the Diddy case.
The Stabler spinoff.
Oh yeah, Organized Crime. Yep, that one is also just as great, because again, it's my boy Stabler. Come on now.
There's this one show he's in called Happy. I don't know if you watched it or not.
No, I have not.
It's crazy, man. Yeah, it's absolutely insane. So a show that currently is out. I've heard good things about it. I know people are really down on like Disney Plus, particularly Marvel Disney Plus episodes, but Agatha All Along, I've seen good things about it. I think people appreciate it for what it is. I think kind of like with the downfall of certain Disney Plus shows, whether that be Star Wars or Marvel, is that they try to make it mean so much, and then once you get done with it, it's like, why did I waste my time doing this? I haven't watched it yet. I'm probably just going to do an October watch along, since we, as of this recording, we haven't reached October yet, so I'll probably just binge it all together, get my like kind of Halloween time town vibe going.
Yeah, and I haven't watched the new episode that dropped yesterday at the time of this recording. So I was like, hey, the first two episodes, they were serviceable. They're pretty all right. So yeah, I think you probably made a good call. Staying in the same realm of superheroes, Superman and Lois, the final season, drops on CW on October the 7th.
Okay.
And if
after that last season, boy,
if you know what happened in the last episode of the season, I don't know what's gonna happen this season, but well, actually, yeah, I do, because there's only one thing that can't happen after that last episode. But oh man, that it's gonna be a crazy one.
All right, something real quick. This one definitely parental parent advisor. Advisory. It's a documentary on Netflix called Mr. McMahon. So it's kind of just like analyzing. Yes, Meech. So it's six episodes. It's touching on a lot of stuff. Just kind of like the dichotomy between Vince, the separation between Vince and Mr. McMahon. It also touches on the recent allegations. If you have kids that are like wrestling fans, as a parent, I would kind of not let them watch it, because it gets into like some of those allegations that are less than thrilling to hear about. And then that also happens. So it's something that as a wrestling fan, I definitely want to check out. I kind of hear like the talk about it. I've already listened to a few podcasts where the makers of it kind of just like get into details of like how the show changed, because they filmed most of it before the recent allegations dropped, and then like right when the recent allegations dropped, before they were like actually ready to like, you know, put it out, they kind of like reworked it a bit. So definitely want to check that out. But again, if you have kids, just like think about it. So what you got?
All right, I'm gonna keep along this same kind of gravy train, so keep that parental advisory warning up, because I mentioned his name earlier, and I have to talk about, firstly, there's this documentary that's out called The Downfall of Diddy. It's currently made by TMZ, but it's free on Tubi TV, so you can like watch it on Tubi. But it was announced like very recently that 50 Cent is doing a Diddy documentary on Netflix.
Dude, I gotta mention this person, because I've been listening to their stand-ups every week that drop on YouTube. Josh Johnson drops weekly YouTube stand-ups that like sometimes range from like 20. The last one he did on Diddy was like an hour, and it touched on the like 50 Cent recording that. So he's absolutely hilarious. So that's something I want to shout out since you mentioned it.
All right, cool. But all I know is 50 Cent about to expose everybody, because he had, look, 50 Cent has actually come out and stated, like, he has so much dirt on Diddy. He has so much evidence. So the fact he's making this documentary, it's raps. It's raps for him. There's nothing right he can do.
Yeah, so something, before we get into trailers, something that I just started watching, Fight Night on Peacock. Again, it has an absolutely incredible cast. There's Kevin Hart, there is Terrence Howard, Samuel Jackson, Don Cheadle, but Taraji P. Henson. I watched the first episode, absolutely incredible. It takes place kind of around Muhammad Ali's first fight when he got out of prison. So with that, definitely something to tap into, because it kind of gets into like the gangster realm of that as well. So
yeah. And then final thing I want to mention is on October 2nd, the newest season of Love is Blind is going to release on Netflix. So if you've been locked into that show and seen all of the shenanigans, all of the controversies, all of the drama that happens on this reality TV show about finding love while not knowing what your partner looks like and you in a box, apparently that's all a recipe for just straight up tomfoolery.
All right, so one trailer that I literally saw today at work, right, so like maybe 2 hours before we started recording, The Last of Us Season 2 dropped a trailer, so it's confirmed for 2025. Mm. All I will say is that if you have not played the second game or not aware of the events of the second game, buckle up.
Ooh,
I'm going to be free.
Buckle up, buckle you.
Some folks going to be mad. I'm still going to be mad. Dude, I saw one of the scenes with snow, and I almost started hyperventilating. I was like, not the scene.
Sorry. I almost just had like a Vietnam flashback.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm not ready for that. All right. So before we, anything else with TV shows?
No. I think I'm good.
All right. So this is probably going to be the longest section, anime. And there's one that is dropping very soon that I will be dressed up for every episode that comes out for this anime, if you want to touch on it.
yeah. But first, before we get into talking about just pee, let's just sizzle for a little bit. So there's this new show that's dropping on the 3rd, which is called Dandadan.
I wrote it down.
Yep, Dandadan is apparently people are hyping the show up as one of the new Gen 3s. Yeah, that's what I've been seeing. So, I'm just like, interesting. And now to talk about what you wanted to talk about.
Yes.
October 5th.
Do you feel like number one? Shining bright for everyone. I'll cut you off there so we don't get sued.
my bad. Hey, that's what I was trying to see, get off key. But yes, Bleach is back.
Oh boy, I am so excited. It's been like a year. It's crazy because like the gap between Core 1 and Core 2 of the Thousand Year Blood War was like just like a few months. But between 2 and 3, they like literally dropped at like one of the biggest moments too. So,
right?
I think the chair will be in this part or in the next part.
Oh, 100%. The chair has to be in this part.
If I'm
to.
Well,
we have to see him. Well, welcome to my soul society. Come on now.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be crazy. Peep is putting in extra material for it. Because like in season 2, there was stuff in there that wasn't in the manga. So, oh my gosh. Thousand Year Blood War, Bleach, it's going to be on Hulu. So definitely check that out.
Mm-hmm. And then, yep, so get ready to go Bankai. All right. Next thing, it releases the same day. We go, you lock in or you lock off.
Bioshock Season 2. Let's get that.
Come on now.
Yes.
We about to see the next arc. I'm ready.
Blue Lock took the world by storm. And it came out at the perfect time, too, because it came out right during the World Cup, like right before the World Cup. If they would have dropped it before the Olympics, that would have been fire, too. But I mean, man, season 1 of Blue Lock is so good. And then just like, I don't even know who's like, because there's so many levels to it. Like every time you think that Isagi gets better and better and better, there's always like a next level to it. And like the way kind of like season 1 ended, where it's like, you're not even near a level that's competitive, was crazy.
Yep. And you're about to have the entire crew fight against it's like an actual soccer team.
Yeah.
Oh nah, we about to see our boy Saiki just level up like crazy.
All right, so one before we get to another one that's going to be more emotional, we're talking about season 3 of a show that has wrecked the minds of a lot of people. It drops October 2nd. I'm talking ReZero season 3. After season 2, I didn't know if I could do it. I was down by watching that show.
Listen. It was on my list too, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if I can do it in this new stage of life right now.
Dude, they got to bring Rim back.
Yes. Bring back Rim. Come on now. Yeah,
go ahead.
I'll say you know what to do.
But it's also interesting because they kind of took away the whole premise of him being in the show.
Yeah.
He's not that nice by himself.
Yeah, but it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay though. It's gonna be okay though. It's gonna be okay though.
All right.
Oh man.
Do you want to get to the emotional one?
Actually, there's one more I want to talk about before we get to pure emotions. It's actually releasing 2 days from when we are recording. So September 28th, they're now releasing Uzumaki by Junji Ito. Yes, that horror series by the legendary author himself, Uzumaki, is dropping. And to again, it's going to have the horror crowd. It's gonna have the manga, horror manga crowd. It's gonna have all of us in chokehold. It's actually gonna premiere on Toonami of all places, but yeah.
It's only gonna be four episodes, apparently.
Yeah, it's only gonna be four episodes, but it's each episode is apparently gonna like crunch like a bunch of, because Uzumaki is a pretty long series, and they're just gonna piecemeal like a bunch of it to that, because most of it's like a episodic type deal.
Okay, so anthology type
Yep.
situation. Okay. All right. So for this one that we texted about earlier in the week, because they dropped an English dub trailer for it. I actually originally wasn't gonna watch this anime, but then obviously our goat Akira Toriyama passed away, so now I'm definitely gonna tap in. Dragon Ball Daima drops October 11th. It's gonna be available on Crunchyroll. Yeah, and then with the trailers that they dropped, it looks very good. We're entering the demon realm, so if you want to touch on Dragon Ball Daima.
Yep, so Dragon Ball Daima is the last thing that Akira Toriyama worked on before he passed. And as an anime, it actually, in terms of timeline placement, takes place right after the Buu saga and before the events of Dragon Ball Super. So you're not going to see Super Saiyan God. You're not going to see Super Saiyan Blue, Ultra Instinct, all of that. So instead, it's going to focus on Goku and the Supreme Kai as they travel to the demon realm, because somebody decided to turn everybody back into children. Yes. Yep. Yes, basically it's a redo of GT, kind of. So Goku's back to being a kid again, but so is literally everybody else. Goten and Trunks are babies at this point. I wonder what Gohan is doing. Is he gonna be back to form when he pops
Nice.
up? But probably not, probably not. But yeah, it's actually really emotional, because again, like, it's Akira Toriyama's last work, the last thing he had his hands on, last thing he has created. So I mean, I was gonna watch it regardless because it's more Dragon Ball content, but I'm especially gonna tap in because of it. And also, as you mentioned earlier, there was a English dub release trailer, and that one got me perhaps even more emotional. And you guys want to know why? Well, if you listened in, you notice that Goku sounded very familiar. And it turns out that the one voicing Child Goku in Dragon Ball Daima is none other than Stephanie Nadolny, who was the voice actress who voiced Kid Goku from OG Dragon Ball, who voiced Gohan, like from Kid all the way through to Cell Saga, and Goten. Basically, she embodied the Son Goku family as children. So like, she has a very special place in my heart, because like, whenever I hear those characters, I immediately think of her. But when I see them, I immediately think of her. But of course, like, she stepped away and then like was recast by Colleen Klinkenbeard, best known for voicing Luffy in the One Piece dub. And so yeah, like, that's been the primary voice of Goten, Gohan, and Kid Goku for the past like 10 plus years. So seeing Stephanie back really got me a little.
All right, so for the next few anime, I'm just gonna speed run it. If there's anything that you like are picking up on, just like stop me. But I don't know how to really know how to pronounce this, but Shangri-La Frontier season
Oh,
two.
Shangri-La.
Yeah, Shangri-La season two drops October 13th. I know season one got a lot of hype. A lot of people were interested in it, so that's something. Anime that I really like. Our Fureta from Commonplace to World's Strongest season three drops October 14th. Mecha Uday drops October 3rd. I saw the first two episodes at Anime Bot Siri in Houston. It's going to be one of them ones. It was really good. So I definitely enjoyed that. Yakuza Fiancé drops on Netflix on the 7th. Fairy Tail, The 100 Years Quest is still ongoing. Tomb Raider, The Legend of Lara Croft, that's going to be on Netflix, so that's going to drop. And then Yakuza, it's based on the video games Yakuza, and it's going to be on Prime. Yes, it's going to be on Prime Video. I can't remember if it's live action or if it's just like, or if it's animated, but I did see that kind of like earlier this week. So anything else you got anime-wise?
Actually, real question. You want to talk about the stuff that's coming out like in January that kind of got a release date? Or is that going
to go into down the line? There's a
all right, that's a down line.
Anime one that I'm excited about.
Same here. So, all right. So, in terms of that, I don't have anything else for anime right now. So, now let's move on to the next category.
All right. So, this is with gaming. Obviously, one that's been very popular right now. I think it's going to drop off very soon, but just because of the next games coming out. But Black Myth Wukong is available, I know, at least on PlayStation 5 and then also on PC. So, you can currently get that. That's something that's very hype. But what's coming out very soon, Meech, if you want to touch on it and all the broken controllers that are going to occur.
Yes, because on the 11th, or for me, because we all of us who pre-ordered it are going to get it 3 days early. So October the 8th, it's time. Let's go ahead, run them tournaments, because Dragon Ball Sparking Zero drops. And best believe, I already got my three controllers ready, because I need to switch up, because there's going to be no stick drifting here. I will break every single controller to ensure I get the dub. There's going to be no souls. I will literally start up the game and go immediately onto online mode. Immediately. Actually, I'm just going to go to settings, put it into retro mode, which puts it into the Budokai Tenkaichi settings, and I'm going to town on y'all. I will run phase with everybody with the Cyberman. Y'all don't want this. Dajirobe, I got y'all. Mr. Satan, you can run the ones. If I can murder y'all with them, just think what I'm able to do.
They're gonna be so mad.
What do you think I'm able to do with Goku Black? What do you think I'm able to do with Super Broly? What do you think I'm able to do with Gogeta, both blue and four? Vegito blue.
My question is, when you play as Goku Black, are you gonna dress up in your costume?
Yes, I will. Because pure divinity requires I need to be in the gear. Do rag and all.
Oh, my
God. Don't. And also. Okay. Okay, so one of the things that I saw, right, was that there was a voice line in there in the game. And it had me say, I was like, listen, you didn't have to convince me more to play this character. So apparently there's a voice line where, if you fight as MUI Mastered Ultra Instinct Goku, he says, oh, mess around with it and find out.
Whoa.
Literally the line, he says, ever around and find out. I have to play him.
Lock in.
And also another thing about this game that's getting me hype right now is how unbalanced it is. Because...
it's that.
Oh, no. If y'all fix this, I'm coming after everybody, right? Because it's supposed to be unbalanced. If you play as Yajirobe, you're going to feel like Yajirobe, all right? You're going to feel like you taking L's until you get the dub, right? But here's the thing. You want to know how broken it is? The character of Whis automatically has Ultra Instinct with no penalty. You can't touch him. You can only grab him, use your super and ultimate attacks on him. You can't punch him. You can't key blast him because he ain't doing nothing. He's just going to weave.
Whoa.
And one of his attacks literally takes one health bar off. And that's just a super attack.
That's insane.
Yes. Whis is the GOAT.
Oh, you know a lot of noobs are going to be playing with Whis.
Oh, yes. And that's why I'm saying, like, whoever gets Whis first, I'm going to be running y'all's pockets with Yajirobe. I'm going to make y'all feel embarrassed. Because us Tenkaichi 3 heads, We've been locked in since the beginning. Y'all, you new heads, you Xenoverse players, y'all don't know. Y'all don't know the struggles we had to go through. You don't know the hours we put in. The fact I spent twice as much money on Budokai Tenkaichi 3 because I broke one of the discs. I scratched it to oblivion. That's how much I played it. Y'all ain't gonna mess with me.
So when you play with Mardok?
Immediately when I can. When I unlock the guy in his OG fit, they are going to get this Final Spirit Cannon to the face. It's raps for the world. All right. Take it away from me before I keep on going.
All right, so I'm kind of just going to speed run it in terms of games, but Silent Hill 2 drops. You might stop me with that one, but
Silent Hill 2. All right. Yep. All right. A remake to my favorite horror game of all time, right? Silent Hill 2, the remake. They have a golden opportunity to make things right, because when y'all first released the game, when you first released the HD remaster, y'all messed that game up. So, Konami, y'all got one chance. Y'all got one. If you mess this up, I'm coming after all of Konami. I'm saying, give me the Silent Hill license, because I will give it to people who care, aka the OG creators of Silent Hill, Team Silent themselves. I know a few members are no longer with us, but for those who are still there, I will give it to them. Like, hey, do us right. Give us a real Silent Hill entry. Come on now. Actually, re-release Silent Hills. Come on. Guillermo del Toro, come in.
Oh, please let him come in. All right. True speedrun. Diablo 4 drops on Xbox and PC. I just saw a trailer for Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater, that remaster.
Nice.
Which order do I want to see this? We had a trailer I texted you earlier in the week. Ghost of Tsushima is getting a sequel.
Yep.
Which will be called Ghost of Yote, I believe is how you say it.
Potentially.
But Ghost of Tsushima is getting a sequel. I believe they're also still working on the movie for that, which I'm super hype about. There will be a new protagonist of that series. Okay, next one, Call of Duty Black Ops 6 drops in October instead of November. A lot of
zombie mode. Oh. Zombie mode is for me.
Yeah, so Black Ops 6, and then one that I will be buying probably in November more than October, but Dragon Age, the Veilguard, they finally made the next entry into the Dragon Age. I played the last one a few years ago. I was super hype about it, and they just like kind of let it sit there for a while, just like we get with this GTA 6.
Yeah, the game that's not releasing anytime soon.
All right, so anything else with gaming before we move on?
Nope, not with gaming. I think y'all need to get me away from gaming before I go on a more of a Sparking Zero tangent.
All right. So anything, etc. That you got before we get to like what's down the road?
Yeah. All right. So there's like one really. It's in comics between Marvel and DC. Right. In the Marvel side, we got the Venom War that is still ongoing right now and still going to continue throughout the month of October. Peter is, again, he in his best form right now. He back in black, you know, sporting them chains. He out here. He one of us. That's the only time that Peter Parker will ever be one of us. Because it's all about Miles, because they not like us. And also, they released kind of like some imaging for this all new Venom run, because following the end of Venom War, there's going to be a new host of the Venom symbiote, and they have like four people who you kind of like think like are in running for being the host, and two of which are people who we know. One of them is like Robbie Robertson's son, who's black. Again, just had to emphasize that. And then the other one, Luke Cage.
Wait. Please let Luke Cage be Venom.
And all I have to say about this Venom design is that it's the classic Venom look, but the symbol is in gold.
That's insane. Let me look this up.
Yep. Look it up. It's true.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That looks clean.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like that all new Venom with the gold on him.
Mm-hmm.
Gold all on his chains. Gold all on his reins. But yeah, so there's that. The Ultimate line of comics, Ultimate Spider-Man, Ultimate X-Men, all the Ultimate line is still all of its heat. Ultimate Black Panther is heat. The Ultimate is heat. Everything about that the new Ultimate Universe is heat. There's no L's in it at all. Ultimate Spider-Man is still the best out of all of them because, obviously. But yeah, so keep getting that. And now in DC, they're going through this event called Absolute Power. Don't care about it at all. But in any case, dovetailing out of that is they're doing this thing called Absolute DC, where basically it's kind of like the Ultimate Universe for DC, where they're rebooting all the characters, going into like another universe, and then starting at square one with a bunch of differences. Main differences being is like, hey, with Superman, he has no Fortress of Solitude, no family. I think Wonder Woman has like no family either, and she has no Amazons, and she's apparently wielding magic now. But the biggest change is with Batman, because number one, he broke. He ain't got no money. Number two, he just an engineer. And number three, he's an absolute beefcake. He the swolest Batman. Good heavens. He chews bricks like they're Tic Tacs. That's how big this Batman is.
Without any milk.
Without any milk. Like, he drinks about 5 gallons of protein shakes as a warm-up. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
But yeah, that's all I got for at least my et cetera. Everything else is going to be...
There's one thing with comics that I saw also. I believe the Batman Year One creator is also doing a Batman and Robin Year One. But I just need to confirm with that. But yeah, that was the only thing else I had.
All right, cool. Oh, yeah, and also I forgot to mention that there's going to be a new writer for Amazing Spider-Man. And hopefully this person will do us right.
Is his name Cole?
No. But apparently he's going to kick everything off right by having Spider-Man team up with Dr. Doom.
Ooh.
To start off his new run.
Interesting.
So I'm like, Spider-Man and Doom, huh?
And the Spider-Man in the Amazing Spider-Man series is canonically the same one in the Venom Wars, right?
Yes.
So interesting, because I know Doom is really not happy with Eddie after a certain time hopping event.
Oh yeah, 100%. But yeah, and also right now, Doctor Doom is Sorcerer Supreme. He took over Doctor Strange's job.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we in a brand new stage for Marvel right now. But yeah, that's all I got.
All right, so if we're down the road, this is just going to be a quick hitter. So certain things that are coming out end of the year or the start of next year. So in November, anime that's coming out, movie Overlord, The Sacred Kingdom, that's coming out November 8th. November 15th, something you might be interested in, a horror movie called Heretic. So that's going to be definitely interesting. Now, November 22nd, ladies and gentlemen, please listen closely. Circle this on your calendars, because this is right before Thanksgiving. I'm trying to help you so you don't break up with your loved one. On November 22nd, Gladiator 2 is dropping, but that's not the only movie that's coming out. Wicked Part 1 is also coming out. Ladies and gentlemen, plan that now, because there will be fights about which movie y'all will be seeing. So get that planned out ahead of time before you head into the Thanksgiving holidays, because it will be awkward.
Scum, man, listen, y'all, again, we warning y'all right now. It's because of the fact that we are planning it out as well, because we ain't trying to get caught up. So
I've already been told that Wicked we'll be watching that one of those 4 days of that weekend.
Yep, and I have yet to discuss it with mine, so yeah.
So we'll also be doing a Gladiator 2 review, we just gotta figure out. But please, ladies and gentlemen, maybe the guy wants to watch Wicked, maybe the lady wants to watch Gladiator 2, it doesn't matter. Figure it out. ahead of time. So other movies coming out November 27th, Moana Part 2, or the sequel for Moana, is coming out. Also, Arcane Season 2, or well, the final season, is dropping in November, I believe early November. In December, we have anime Lord of the Rings, and then also a movie that Meech will be reviewing by himself, Kraven the Hunter.
Who said I'm reviewing that garbage? Hold on, don't lump that on me. Don't wish ill upon your enemy. Jeez.
And then another one, a movie that I'm super hyped for, we're both hyped for, Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Yeah!
We will see a shadow of things to come. Another movie that drops today, Mufasa the Lion King. I'm not watching that movie.
No.
Wait a minute. Something doesn't make sense. So you know how James Earl Jones voiced Mufasa, right?
Yep.
I don't know if you've seen any of the trailers for the Mufasa movie. The boy sounds British.
Wait, what?
Yes, if you watch the Mufasa movie, him and Scar both sound straight up British.
Okay, it makes sense for Scar.
I'm not talking Idris Elba, but I'm talking like
Paddington Bear British?
Paddington, Oliver Twist, if he was British. Feed me more. Dude, you have to re-listen to that trailer. They sound like, that don't make sense how his voice turned into no Mufasa. What we doing, Disney?
They not doing my boy like that.
Boy, rewatch the trailer.
Nah, I'm rewatching because you can't be right with that. Nah,
I promise you. So let me just speed run the rest of what I got. So Nosferatu is a movie that drops. Might check that out in December. The final, part one of the final season of Beastars drops, and then in January, I think this is what you were talking about, Castlevania Nocturne Season 2 comes out.
Oh, that and like a few other things are dropping in January, which is kind of wild.
What we got?
All right. So in January, we got Solo Leveling Season 2 drops.
They gave a date for it?
Yeah, January of 2025. That's all we got so far. All
right.
And then Sakamoto Days drops in January as well.
Mm.
If you want to know what Sakamoto Days is about, basically, it's like John Wick-esque. So the deadliest assassin in the world, retired. Now he's an older man running a grocery store. Shenanigans happens, and now he has to use his skills to basically pew-pew everybody.
Handle business.
To handle his business while still keeping his business afloat.
Nice.
Yeah, it's apparently another one of those that's being touted as the new Gen 3. But,
interesting.
But yeah, continuing on with other things that are happening, Ryan Coogler announced a movie.
Yeah.
Slated for March of 2025 called Sinners, starring Michael B. Jordan, which I think is like their fifth movie together.
He did Black Panther, right?
Yeah,
so that's one. We got three Creeds, but I don't think he directed the third Creed.
No, Michael B. Jordan directed the third
one. But did he have a hand in it?
Yes.
Okay, are we counting that?
Technically, and not really.
All right, so we got three. We got Fruitvale Station.
Yep.
So that's four. And then, yeah, I guess this one might...
Wait, hold on. Didn't he do Chronicle?
I think that was the dude that did
Never mind. Don't say the name. They'll say the name. But yeah, this is like roughly like his fifth-ish movie that he was involved in. It's a horror movie basically taking place in a Jim Crow era America, and essentially Michael B. Jordan's playing himself and, like, his twin brother as they fight vampires.
It was crazy because, like, from the trailer, it looked like they were fighting spirits, but then when I saw the description of it, it said vampires. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep, absolutely. So, I'm going to be locked in. I got to see my boys winning.
Absolutely. Yes. Obviously, in February, Captain America, Brave New World.
Yep.
And then, yeah.
Yep, and then finally, some of the reasons why we're calling this the Ascension, right? October 26th is an event in San Antonio, Texas called SpaceCon. At SpaceCon,
celebrating all things like in the sci-fi culture, right? What happens to be within the sci-fi culture? Star Wars. So we got a studded cast that are going to be at SpaceCon. Let me run down the list for y'all real quick, right? Snap Figures confirmed. Well, firstly, Josh Brolin just announced he's going.
Ooh.
And so,
who did he play again? And did he play anybody in Star Wars? I'm trying to think.
No.
Oh, he's just going to be there.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay. That's okay. You going to tell Thanos not to show up?
Nah.
Exactly. So, let's run down the actual Star Wars cast, right? Ewan McGregor, a.k.a. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Rosario Dawson, a.k.a. Ahsoka Tano.
Are you going to be okay?
No. The GOAT himself, Hayden Christensen. Anakin Skywalker and Darth Vader himself. I'm not going to be okay. All right. Natasha Liu Bordizzo, a.k.a. Sabine Wren.
Oh, Beach, you can't go.
Amon Esfandi, a.k.a. Ezra Bridger. Giancarlo Esposito, Gus himself. Bob Gideon.
You have to meet him.
Katie Sackhoff, Ming-Na Wen.
Sheena Carano.
Ray Park.
I'm surprised she got invited.
Right?
Ahmed Best. Jar Jar Binks himself. Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Harrison Dula. I'm not going to be okay.
Dude, if Harrison Ford makes an appearance, I will never see you again.
Harrison Ford makes an appearance. Like, that's going to be my heart. It's going to be flatlined. And of course, like the cast we got William Shatner and everybody from Star Trek. They're going to be there. So, but yes. Oh, yeah. And also Sean Gunn is going to be there.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So essentially, yeah, that's such a star-studded cast. I may not live post that date, so y'all may never hear from me again. And then also another event that's happening in February of 2025 is Anime Fest or Animeverse Fest, where you got folks like Sean Schimmel, a.k.a. Goku himself. You got Johnny Young Bosch, Ichigo Kurosaki himself going to be there. We got Troy Baker, a.k.a. Pain, from Naruto going to be there. A lot of other casts. But yeah, I just wanted to quickly say that.
Yep. And then since you reminded me by talking about Star Wars, Star Wars, the Skeleton Crew comes out at some point this year. I don't remember the date for it. The TV show for that.
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt it.
So, I mean, they dropped trailers for it. I don't know what you want me to do. All right. So with that, we're going to wrap up. Just with the quick housekeeping, we just wanted to keep everyone informed about kind of what's coming down the pike towards the end of the year. 2024 has felt like 10 years has passed by in the span of 10 months so far. we haven't made it yet. But with that, we're going to be dropping our Joker 2 review next week. Excited to watch that movie, then to talk about it and discuss it. So anything else you got before we can get the plugs and get up out of here?
Nah, just know y'all may never see me again.
All right, let's go.
All right, for our Instagram, our X formerly known as Twitter, and our Threads account, that is under BlurCity22. Like, comment, subscribe, stay up to date on all notifications and our release schedules. We have our Discord linked in our Instagram page where we can, you can join this fine community of pure degenerates. We also have our YouTube and Patreon under BlurCityPod. That's where if you donate a little bit of extra cheddar, you get access to exclusive content never before seen on the podcast. Then also on top of that, we have our email address, blurcity22@gmail.com. That's where if you want to send episode suggestions, random fan theories, geek out freakouts, questions for mailbag episodes, and the like, you can send that to us. If you have criticism about the episode, that's just purely criticism and hate. Go ahead and send that in too, because it's only going in a spam box, never to see the light of day again. And then also, one thing we do want to announce that we have merch.
Yes, indeed.
Under blurredcityapparel.com, also linked in our Instagram page. If you want, you want to support your boys and also have yourself some nice, fine fits with various different shirts, hoodies, and the like. Go ahead, check it out, because we came up with the designs for just some pure heat, and now we got merch out there.
And that's lasting only through October because I don't feel like paying to keep it going.
Absolutely.
You have 1 month to get it, your merchandise.
Yep, 1 month. That's all you get for this limited time release. But yeah, and then finally, I'm the Jedi Born on Mustafar on TikTok, however long we got TikTok left, and on Instagram as well. So what you got?
All right, for my individual author pages, we have my Instagram at Mitri_Dash. For my X/Twitter, we have at TheMad-16. And if you're interested in my book, Phantom Reckoning, that is available on Barnes & Noble and Kindle. And like I mentioned, we will be doing our Joker 2 review next week. So we're going to get into words of encouragement. Mine is really heavy, Meech, so I don't know if you want to go after me with that, just with recent events that kind of happened this week.
All I'm going to say is, hey, enjoy your fandom, enjoy everything that you got, and just enjoy your loved ones. What you got?
Yeah. So with me, kind of had like a week, a bit, people that know why, but kind of was like feeling down about a lot of stuff, upset, feeling some type of way about different things, kind of just like challenges that were popping up and setbacks, but something super unfortunate that happened this week. Marcellus Williams, with that. I don't know, obviously, the entire details of it. All I will say is that there were enough facts that him dying did not have to happen. With that. So just with that, it put a lot of things into perspective for me, about just life and the challenges that we go through. Every hurdle that we have in life isn't as big as we always make it. Sometimes things like life happens, we have to address it as it is, but sometimes it's not as big as we make it into. And then every, you know, ending or kind of setback we have isn't the apocalypse. As long as like that thing beating in your chest is going, you have an opportunity to make your life much better. So don't just like roll over sometimes, because sometimes unfairness hits you. And that's the end. So that's my advice for the week.
Absolutely. And a way to end it off on.
All right. So as we always say, it's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now. And that's the Butter City Podcast.
See ya later.